story where you don't come home. And steady waters where it's gone. Tell me a story where you leave your home and ditch your steady sitting bones. Look at yourself now and what do you see? The fat skin of Eve has made a devil out of me. Lord, loose the women and light the fire. Ain't love that makes me smile to liar. Bringing up the rear now with whiskey and clouds. Ain't grief the glory that makes me bow. The fuck math of cells does not agree. Divide, divide to multiply me. Now tell me a story where you don't come home. And steady waters where it's known. Tell me a story where you leave your home. And put your steady sitting bones. You're a strange, strong tree with branches black. You whisper and you shake to attack. Till the wood is loud with big flesh howls. And dogs are dizzy with blood wet jowls. I left my stink like a mixed egg lamb. All over your mouth, all over your hands. Come for me now into the sweet bird's throat. And so for me, yeah, a feather coat. I scoop out one eye and the well washed clean. I'm just getting my own, I ain't being mean. I've come to collect now what's rightfully mine. You slip from my string as I let it untwine.
Beamer in the hills. Oh, riding waves, trying to reach somewhere, somewhere. Cannot share this moment with you. I'm particles in the air. You can't see me, but I'm here. So if you can hear me,
Free 103.9, DJ Mango presents. Just had some, some minor difficulties there. And this mic seems to be very low. Alright, we're gonna try that one more time. from the Ohm series. This is Olivier Messiaen with Oraison from 1937. Enjoy. Thank you. Free 103.9. Hello. Can everybody hear me out there? If you can hear me. We just heard some music from the Ohm box set. That was Holger Suzuki from the Can. Not the Can, but the band Can from Germany. Of course, you all know that band. Also from the Ohm box, Pierre Schaeffer with Etude au Chemin de Fure. And we started the Ohm block off with Olivier Messiaen with Horizon. All three of those tracks from the Ohm box set. Hello! I'm not sure if my audio signal is going out right now, so you might hear some checks in there. Or you might be hearing just silence right now, which probably is not good. Anyway, I'll tell you what else we played. Robert Wyatt with the track from his new album, Komi Kopra. Stay Tuned was the name of the track. A double helping of Six Organs of Admittance with two tracks off his new album, Shelter from the Ash. It was Strangled Road, preceded by Alone with the Alone. Before that, we heard MV and EE with Susquehanna. And we started the whole set off with Magic Markers and Axis Mundi. I'm going to move quickly into some more music here because I have a feeling this might all be dead air. Alvin Lucier with I Am Sitting in a Room. On Mangoon Presents Free 103.9.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then
natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves, so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again until the resonant frequencies of the room reinforce themselves, so that any semblance of my speech, with perhaps the exception of rhythm, is destroyed. What you will hear then are the natural resonant frequencies of the room, articulated by speech. I regard this activity not so much as a demonstration of a physical fact, but more as a way to smooth out any irregularities my speech might have. I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of
soon, hubs are going to be in, and business is going to say, okay, this has been really fun. We've got a website here, but how are we going to use it? How are we going to make sense out of it? And there's going to be a shift occurring. In fact, I think there is a shift occurring right now as the technology continues to evolve.
Still does best what it was originally designed to do, which is facilitate esoteric research. And if you're trying to free yourself from the illusions of the society, this is just an enormous unclosed loophole that they've left open. And, you know, it used to be that at some literature department at some girls' school in Massachusetts, they would undertake some massive project of studying the Dunciad or something like that. And then when it was finished, it would fade out of existence. Now all that stuff is uploaded and exists for anybody to browse through. And I think esoterica has gotten the greatest shot in the arm since the reign of Rudolf of Bohemia. And it has a dark side because it spawns squirrely conspiracy theories, because now there are so many more factoids than ever before that whoever and whatever you believe is manipulating your life, you can go onto the web and find incontrovertible evidence to back you up. But on the other hand, if you really have a sincere sense of what research is, the web is like a magic wand. I mean, I've been interested for years and years in alchemy. Well, for years it was expensive, overpriced facsimile editions or visits to libraries in obscure parts of the world to pay for microfiches. Now one guy, Adam McLean, puts a site up at Levity, and it's essentially a larger alchemical library that ever existed anywhere in the world during the height of the age of alchemy. And that's just one site. So it's impossible to predict the number of pathways and trajectories through what the web is. What it really is freedom spelled very large.
There's no
parallel to that in the web.
Right.
It's just a mycelial mass. There are no privileged positions, and so there's no way to really reach people unless they are somehow participating in what you're selling.
So there's all these millions, right?
Millions. That's getting close to 100 million or more.
What? Learning filters and search engines is the challenge of the next level. It's about learning how to filter.
Finding meaning.
We talked very little about the idea of Bashkor, which is like your servant, which essentially will know your taste and is going to do your web for you.
That's right.
That's very clear. You
my assistant. And more than that, he's been my philosophical foil for 5 years and counting now. So that a lot of the ideas that you hear coming from me, and I need to be very honest, not all of them are my own ideas. I'm sharing where I've been. Yeah, I know. I'm sharing where I've been. Big shock. And Ronan has, who's now up here, has helped me explore a lot of these ideas. And I owe an enormous amount of my intellectual development to him. And he's going to take the idea of a new story and where that new story is and was and where maybe it should be a little bit further.
Based fundamentally on the insights of the understanding of the world and this fundamental premise that everything is connected. And so this technology that we're using is our way to highlight these interconnections and tell the story of who we are as human people and as members of the Earth community and as members of the cosmos. And so the fundamental discipline for this new story for us to be able to remember who we are and evolve who we are and our many different permutations is, I would say, the fundamental discipline of our time is cosmology. And a lot of my understanding of this idea of a new story within the context of an understanding of science comes from two philosophers and scientists named Thomas Berry and Brian Swim. One is a cultural historian and Catholic priest in his 80s who's a student of Teilhard de Chardin. And the other one, Brian Swim, is a mathematical cosmologist. And they basically articulate this kind of trajectory of evolution, and to give us a context for understanding ourselves in relationship to the planet and to the cosmos, and understanding that the cosmos is an ongoing experience. It's cosmogenic. It's constantly giving birth. And part of our role is to participate in that, and that we create these worlds, and there's these dynamics that go on that are larger than us, but we also fundamentally are also giving birth to them. We bring forth the world together, and let me see where. So anyway, this point that cosmology is the synthesis of art, religion, philosophy, and science. And so this is what we need today. Is we need a new wisdom school, basically, in my opinion. We have vast tracts of knowledge. Everything is out there on the plate, and it's how do we bring these things together? And I think a lot of it, we need to start with the. From this place of awe, we have a sense of reverence for the sanctity of creation, for the sanctity of ourselves. And I think from this, we need to start from a place of respect for ourselves and for others. And from this place, I think we can move to create from the heart in that place. And all of these tools we're talking about can be used for this. And I think a lot of it is to take a responsibility to learn who you are as a person in relationship to all that is. And there's vast amounts of material out there to do that. And then I think from this place, using that to move towards freedom. And in one article I read from Terrence, it was, I think, published about 10 years ago in Revision Magazine, and it was on UFOs. I remember him saying something, what will the end of the world look like? Or to him, he said in the article, well, it's not going to be just aliens coming down and having this big thing. It's kind of an inner revolution where... is something about appropriate activity and felt experience and letting go of the illusion of separateness. That itself would be the revolution, and this appropriate activity coming out from authentic being and interconnection and letting that move through us. And that, in a sense, is the eschaton, is the sense of authentic being. An interrelationship grounded in a sense of deep remembrance of who we are from the place that we began. And so anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say. But freedom and celebration. Those are the two key.
And awe.
And awe. Yeah. For creating this new world together.
So without it becoming an ideology, how are you arguing then that the work, the great work, and also all the little works we should do, should in every part try to show relation? Is that in fact what part of the new story is? Is that the new story is invoking and making explicit the relations that have always been implicit? I mean, I take a look at my own work, and then in light of what you just said, that makes sense. Yes, I'm trying to invoke into explicitness the relations that have always been implicit.
Yeah, I definitely think that's what we want to do, that's part of the fundamental ecological crisis, is that we don't understand the thing. We don't see the ecosystemic interconnections, and so it's easy for us to pollute and so on, and we don't see the ramifications of that until, you know, it becomes some toxic waste site. So, yeah, this fundamental, and also that it needs to start at home, it needs to start within our own center of the relationships within ourselves, which will also help us keep from going the schizophrenic route. We might have lots of selves, which is okay. And if you understand the connections between them, you can be with them and not go nuts. And then from that place inside, you're in a structural coupling with reality, with other human beings, and when you make explicit and honor those relationships, I think there's a new level that can take place. And I know from my study, I work a lot with the Lakota people from the plains, and in all of their prayers and all their ceremonies, like if any time you're a sweat lodge and you finish saying a prayer or something, they say, Aho Mitakia Yase, all my relations, I'm related to everything. And that's a constant thing that's always said, is that you get in the sweat or a ceremony. And so this is a story that they tell themselves all the time.
So it's a new story that's an archaic story.
Yeah. And again, but the law comes down to this remembrance as well. Remembrance and the explicitness of relationship.
Well, I think that, maybe the disification of reality is something I've been disturbed about. I think you know what that was leading to, that there's this, and that may be the divergence or the opposite of what you're talking about, is the web can be used to market, mass market a view of reality that you can just sit there and be entertained in front of your TV. And I just hope that, like this gentleman was saying about the first 50 years of the print, that this desire to incorporate the paradigm, the archaic paradigm, doesn't just get by the kids 100 years from now, that was just the transition state where they were trying to hang on to the old before we,
I mean, it might be, but that might be because we transitioned to something that's just as authentic and just as meaningful, ideally.
I think in trying to think about a new story, what's really changed, or what the sea change has been, at least for me over the past 50 years, is modernity was thoroughly existential. In other words, reductionist science tells you you're the product of cosmic accident, meaning is conferred, you're lucky to be here, nature has no interest in your fate, nature indeed has no purpose at all, all of these things. And my own intellectual journey, both experientially with psychedelics and through mathematical analysis of history and all this kind of stuff, leads to the conclusion that this existential point of view is able to maintain itself only by ignoring the evolutionary thrust toward complexity and novelty that occurs on every level of being, and that in fact, if you begin to value novelty, you suddenly have a basis for a new human ethic, because human beings with their languages and their technologies represent a level of novelty never before achieved on this planet, something which builds on animal nature as a platform but goes well beyond it. And so suddenly, from being a random accident, from being a chance-created witness to a meaningless cosmos, we become the cutting edge of the very process that the cosmos itself seems to value or seek to magnify and preserve. So what has crept back in to being is, for me and anybody else who accepts these overarching metaphors, what has crept back in is value. And value is, it's a different kind of value than we've ever seen before. The last time we knew values, they were handed down from a religious hierarchy that talked directly to God and got strange messages. Strange messages is a story of recognize our placement at this breaking wave of novel advance, and then suddenly technology becomes a religious enterprise, good for something other than building consumer electronics and small appliances, but actually seen as the path toward some kind of transcendent possibility. The goal is well formulated in spiritual ontology, but the methods are a mess, you know. These methods either don't work or require lifetimes or make demands on people's behavior that is practically inhuman. So I think the new story is based on the recognition of our own centrality. We haven't stood at the center of the cosmic stage for 700 years in our official myth. And now suddenly we're returned there, and returned there not merely as witnesses in a central position, but suddenly as actors. Because these technologies that are coming into our hands are truly Promethean, truly Faustian, truly capable of making us like unto a god, but not in the service of market capitalism and consumer fetishism, more in the service of this emotion of awe which Ronan invoked. You wanted to say something.
Witness this metamorphosis in a critical a tool. It's a tool that has been stronger technological advancement or information that is true. But it's not a way of life. And I'm hearing a lot of people that fear their way of life. And talk about TV and hypnosis and writing and all that stuff is very true. But is this what we want in our life to become? Do we want to actually experience it? Do we want to come here and look out at the ocean and then come and talk about these ideas? Do we want to sit in a room with the thing flashing and what kind of favorite and state of life and understanding it for so long? Is that where we want to know from?
Well, I think the answer is a resounding yes. It is where we want to experience life, because it is part of life's experience that our historical moment has dealt us. In other words, you mention it as a tool, but it is not a tool. It does not turn us through or reset an alarm. It can do anything. So it does anything you can name. It does. I mean, it will be. Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by a life. If you mean it. Oh well, in that sense, it is a life. I think all dualism is a form of spiritual materialism. In other words, what we're trying to do here is raise consciousness. What we're trying to do is build community. It's arguable that walking on the cliff and smelling the roses is an incredibly self-indulgent thing to be doing, when what you could be doing is building a worldwide data network that would raise people out of poverty and ignorance and give them a shot at hope through education. Well, I think information liberates, and that the control of information throughout history has been the mechanism by which class dominance and hierarchy has been maintained. So I think tearing the lid off the global database and inviting everybody to take what's real to them is one of the most revolutionary things that to the elites of the high-tech industrial democracy is meant to be available. But we're talking about suffering in mankind. Not to freedom, which is a need that we follow, but to give them the option of becoming free. If you travel to Bangkok and Calcutta and Cairo and capture the world,
that our past is a place that can. And all minds song that we are at battle station conditions. We are entering into the narrow neck at the end of the season. We will need every tool in our tool and our toolkit. And all minds are on deck. We are at battle station.
We are at battle station. We are entering into the narrow neck. at the end. We will need every tool in our toolkit, from the poetry of dreams to thermal
We are entering into the narrow net.
Dilemma that our past history has placed us in, and all minds on deck. We are at battle station conditions here. We are entering into the narrow neck at the end of history. We will need every tool in our toolkit. From the poetry. Of Rumi to Vermeer. We are entering into the narrow neck at the end of history. We will need every tool in our toolkit, from the poetry of Rumi sin, and all minds on deck. We are at battle station conditions here. We are entering into the narrow neck at the end of history. We will need every free tool in our toolkit.
มายทองลองไว้ก็เลยใส่ไล่คู่ไปสุขโยมาปานนี้จังไหนอยู่จังไหนโอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้โอ้
ฮัลโหลคุณเก่ง
ครับผม
เบาวิทยุหน่อยได้ไหมครับโอ้โหสายหลุดไปแล้วอ่ะ
ถึงฝนจะตกถึงฟ้าจะร้องถ้าได้มาเห็นหน้าน้องแล้วพี่สบายสบายอยู่ใต้ฟ้าจะกลัวอะไรกับคนเกิดเป็นคนเมื่อถึงที่ก็ตายฝ่าฝนล้นมาฝ่าอันตรายเปียกโชกทั้งกายเพราะอยากจะเห็นหน้าเธอถึงฝนจะตกถึงฟ้าจะร้องทำไมได้เห็นหน้าน้องที่ครั้งละเมอละเมอเข้าพันตาบนฟ้าก็คือแม่ฝนตกเสียจนถนนน้ำมองเอิงโปรดฝนพรำจำมาหาเธอแต่แล้วไม่เจอที่แทบจะกินยาตาจึงฝนจะตกจึงฟ้าจะร้องที่ไม่เคยนี้หน้าน้องไม่น่าใจดำใจดำต่อไปนี้อกพี่ก็คงกลับน้องเฝ้าแต่มองฟ้าฟ้าเมื่อฝนพรำหน้าฝนทุกปีอกพี่ระกำเมื่อยามฝนพรำแล้วพี่จะเห็นหน้าใคร
ย่อตกขับปวดเมื่อยตามกล้ามเนื้อ
ทาถูนวดด้วยยาหม่องตราถ้วยทอง
แมลงกัดกัดต่อย
ทาถูทาถูด้วยยาหม่องตราถ้วยทอง
วิ่งเวียนที่ตาหน้ามืดตาลายร้ายจะเป็นลม
ผมไม่เคยเห็นใครจะกี่เท่าบัดนี้ดูด้วยตาเปล่าก็เต็มตรงตาจะต้องที่ป้อมจะรู้บ้างไม่ว่าก็ป้อมจะรู้ระแค่ระคายไม่ว่าก็ตอนนี้เท้าหน้ากำลังคิดอะไรอยู่ถ้าไม่บอกไม่อยู่ถ้าคิดไม่ออกก็ยังไม่บอกให้รู้แต่ถ้าหากก็อยากรู้ก็ต้องให้ข้ารู้เธออยากไปไหนกระปึ๊บก็ได้ทุกแห่งหนเธออยากไหนกระปึ๊บก็ได้ทุกแห่งหนมีเฮาอยู่กับสองคนในลานเจ้ากอดก็ได้เลยแล้วเฮาก่อนจะรู้กันเพียงสองคนแล้วเฮาก่อนจะรู้กันเพียงสองคนว่าต่างคนต่างคน
Broadcasting from Bangkok, the very capital of the Kingdom of Thailand, and related to the National Broadcasting Service of the Government Public Relations Department.
ทั้งศูนย์ทั้งเครียดเครียดหลายผู้สาวกันล่อน
ดีดีน้ำไอได้บ่ลูกไผน้อสร้างมาเว้ายากลูกไผน้อสร้างอยากเป็นสู้ลูกไผน้อคือจะหูดีแท้มาถ้าแม่สร้างมาเว้ายากเดี๋ยวเบิ่งปากพ่อปานกระดุมใส่กระพุ้งขึ้นฮอดขาตุ้ยโบกิ้งก๋วยละหุ่นสูงติ่มริ้วแต้วกิ้วกิ้วพ่อปานผู้หาคือเป็นลายตามแท้ดีสาวคือเป็นลายตามแท้ดีน้อง
สุดยอดเทคโนโลยียุค IT ที่ซอฟตี้สบู่สปาอโรมาเทราปีทา
ปึ๊บจนได้ดีนะปึ๊บถึงปึ๊บกับปึ๊บสง่าตัวปึ๊บแบบมีการศึกษาปึ๊บแบบบูรณาการเขาเอิ้นว่าปึ๊บอินเตอร์อุ้ยเป็นหน้าเป็นตาหมู่บ้านบ่เสียแย่งเป็นหมู่กันหาพวกฝรั่งให้เอาจากคนแม่ปึ๊บอุ้ยข้อสอนต่อหลายคุณอีปึ๊บ
รักคุณนานรักชายโรงงานชายโรงงานชื่อธนาThank you.
ือครั้งคราวใดหัวใจพี่คิดถึงห่างไกลใจขนึงกราบจึงบอกตรงตรงถ้าเจอพี่ต้องตายพี่ตายด้วยความหลง
Your performance was splendid.
You've done an excellent job. Or, คุณเก่งมากครับ
ลาพี่เถิดน้องเอ้ยน้องเอ้ย
ตามไปทรงเพราะว่าเจ้าห้ามลายท่านบ่ยานผิดกฎหมายสิเอาแก่มองค์ทรงมาท้อนท้อนน้อยแก้มไปไล่สองดอกที่คุณพออยากสิสูญสังหามลายดีหาเบิ่งบอนใดเบิ่งบอนแพงเอาไว้นอนแหงยามแรงคำคำ
ทำงานหนักหรือหลังจากเล่นกีฬา
แฮมหลังจากเล่นกีฬาหรือออกกำลังกาย
สนใจในไฟพะนออย่าพอรอ เป็นแม่เรือนี่คงจะเปื่อนตาทีหน้าลี่ต้องให้จับจองเรียกหนึ่งจะกว้างถึงปีหาตหน้าดูผู้ไหมก็สบายบ่ได้เพิ่นมาแย่งดีแม่แสงเดือนฉันก็เพิ่นบ่หามาจอยฉันเงินหน่อยบ่หวังร้อยกองคือกระดอกหนูบ่หน่อยผู้หลายร้อยดีดีผู้เพิ่นดีดินทรัพย์เนื่องน้องมีแหวนทองบ่ให้เด็ดเด็ดงามมาสอนเคยสองสมตัวพี่โอสูสองสามเจ้ได้นายแดงผู้แกงนี่ก็แกงเอาไปด้วยเจ้าแบ่งใจให้เขาเย็นเย็นแบ่งนี้จากเขาไปเป็นของเขาให้พี่เก่าระกำคนนี้คนนั่นและคนโน้นหลายคนที่เธอหลอกนำผู้ใดติดตั้งขาประจำถือว่าหูกำหักเสือเลือกเลยเคยเห็นแล้วมันลงแถวใจแต่เขาตัวเด็กแล้วแด่เสียดิ่งพอเหลือ
Father. DJ Mangoon presents for those of you who can still hear me, thanks for listening. Pretty sure I'm not getting any signal now, so this probably sounds like dead air to you. I just needed a second here while I picked up.